We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we have recorded this podcast on, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation.
We pay our respects to the elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on the lands which Deep Herd operates.
Welcome back to the Grains Convo podcast, brought to you by the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development in Western Australia. I'm Cindy Webster.
And I'm Jeanette Pratt, and we are research scientists based in regional WA. These episodes shine a spotlight on the knowledge and tools developed by DPIRD to grow the grains industry.
Today's episode, I'm talking with DPIRD research scientist Dr. Dion Nicol, who is also the wheat commodity lead at the department. Today we'll be discussing heat stress and its impact on crops, particularly wheat in Dion's area of research. Welcome to the podcast, Dion.
Thank you.
Dion, before we dive in, can you tell us where you're based and what your key research entails?
So I'm based out at Meriden at the Dryland Research Institute at DPIRD, and I'm mainly working on a GRDC funded national project on heat stress during grain filling in wheat. And we have locations at Meriden, we have trials located at Meriden and at Kununurra. But I also work across a lot of DPIRD funded, internally funded research on time of sowing and other agronomic aspects of wheat management in WA.
Thanks, Dion. Now let's get into it. How and why is heat stress a constraint to wheat yield potential?
So higher temperatures accelerate wheat's development, but they don't necessarily accelerate the growth rates. And so that tends to mean in a determinant crop like wheat, that tends to limit the biomass and yield potential. And this can happen earlier in the season when you get early season heat stress, such as if a crop's sown early and you have, for example, hot weather in April or May, but also most of the heat that people are more concerned about is at springtime, so be it during flowering or post-flowering during grain filling.
Yes, that leads me to my next question. What causes or increases heat damage?
High temperatures may reduce pollen viability and the amount of grain set that you get. However, there's a bit more work needed because in the field where other intermittent stresses are often taking place, it's not necessarily as clear cut as some of the controlled environment studies have shown, so there's still more work needed. But also that acceleration of grain filling stages, so for example, when it occurs post-flowering, anything that speeds up the phenology of the crop at that time tends to reduce the duration of grain filling. And so the starch loading or carbohydrate doesn't tend to increase in rate either with temperatures, so that means that you tend to reduce the amount of carbohydrate that can be loaded. Another aspect, of course, with hot weather is that there's a physiological approach in terms of the higher atmospheric demand for water that will impact the behaviour of the crop in terms of its ability to maintain, you know, transpiration rates and photosynthetic rates, because it will tend to start closing stomata to conserve water. And that tends to have a reasonably large impact in a lot of WA environments in the low rainfall, because that tends to mean that the crop's just not able to grow as well as it could have during that time and take advantage of that radiation. So, you know, that tends to probably mean that the plant's shutting down during times when it would actively be growing if it had a better atmosphere to work with and use the plant above the water. Another aspect, though, however, which a lot of people often observe on sort of more dry land and heavy soils and things like that, is you often do get an increased expression of crown rot and other things during the drought stress.
Has heat damage become more of an issue over recent years?
Well, actually, we had a run of cool spring seasons. 2023 had a lot more hot weather, I guess, than we've sort of become used to. But no, and generally, I'd say that the seeding programs in Western Australia, the wheat sowing times have tended to be very well organised around when people want to stop seeding. And that tends to mean that a lot less crop is sown into the higher risk of terminal drought and potentially more heat stress. So it really depends on the season we get, of course, but we have had a run of cooler seasons except 2023.
And Dion, can you please go through the methods available to mitigate the impacts of heat stress?
Well, really, the data that we're getting in some of our time of sowing trials, such as the DPIRD-funded time of sowing trials, we're actually finding it rather difficult to tease apart where heat stress shows up in the yield patterns. Terminal drought really has the overarching influence on the yield pattern as we get into later flowering. And that tends to be there in most years, even when you can have a cool season. If the terminal drought occurs because you're not getting the rain, that tends to have a far bigger influence on the yield performance. There's also probably more work needed on areas such as better understanding across the farm where your terminal drought risk due to shallow soil types or other factors are probably increasing. But in terms of mitigation, like I said earlier, the increase in dry sowing and early sowing is probably the main influence through typically just avoidance of the higher temperatures at the back end of the season.
What farming practices are available to help growers mitigate the impacts of heat stress?
Right, so managing terminal drought is really going to be the main way to increase profitability. The reality is that heat stress can be much higher in certain years. However, for a lot of the low rainfall areas in particular, at least, you know, terminal drought is there in most seasons. And so as growers have managed quite efficient seeding programs, they have generally avoided a high proportion of their crop ending up, providing they get the germination opportunities, they've avoided more of the crop ending up with a late flowering that's a higher risk of terminal drought and heat. Of course, within that, they need to be taking advantage of longer maturity wheats in order to chase the yield potential or capture yield potential in those earlier sowings. There's probably future work needed as well in terms of better strategising the whole farm planning to better understand the soil type implications of managing those flowering windows. So early sowing crops are typically going to be much more vigorous. They're getting growing into warmer soils and they're able to become a lot more competitive and also achieve more biomass potential, therefore chasing higher yield. It is critical, however, to try and get into the longer season or mid-slow type of maturity wheats in these early sowing. So, you know, we're talking in the latter half of April in terms of early sowing here, you know, and allowing them to best chase the higher potential yields from that window.
And now on the opposite end, what are some of the disadvantages of sowing early?
Well, most people tend to think about the higher risk of frost as a logical increase of risk from sowing early, particularly as we start increasingly flower earlier. But also we have a higher risk of low falling numbers and black point in environments prone to that as well, in terms of having that early flowering can bring the grain filling time into much wetter conditions and therefore have grain quality risks. Not to mention also there's obvious trade-offs in weed control where your herbicides, some herbicides will certainly start to break down as you get a later germination of weeds.
And Dion, is there anything else you'd like to add or mention on the topic of heat stress and wheat before we let you go?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we conduct this research to try and pick up these sort of heat stress conditions, but especially having the nursery up at Kununurra has been quite useful because, as we can see, the crops up there are frequently experiencing 35 degree plus days during grain filling. The trick is still if wheat can get hold of water and nitrogen, it tends to still perform quite well. So it is very tricky to try and pin down exactly how much heat is impacting our crop when we have the occasional hot day here or there. We're talking often several hours of heat stress during those days. And often the factors are often driven and complicated by the other factors there. But I'd say, generally speaking, from some of the data that we're really getting good story from, it really shows that heat's more adding or exacerbating drought stress rather than drought stress exacerbating heat stress.
Dion, thank you very much for coming on the podcast and sharing your insights.
Thank you very much.
More information on this topic can be found in the show notes. If you like this episode, you can download and subscribe to Grains Convo on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
We'll be back on the 1st and 15th of every month with a new episode. Thanks for listening.